Mechilta in Parshas B'Shalach. Parsha Aleph. Chi Efser La'achu B'li Mayim. You start to have a swamp without water. It's not possible. Kach I Efser L'Yisob Lo'y Taira. Eretz Chaisal Yisrael is not, you're not tired without Taira. Ufisha Parsha M'divei Taira B'olayim Asoyne. Klaizel was without Torah, the feet of Madrega. Melos, Chodidat came a Molech. And Gemara Sanhedrin, Zaf Kufav. The feet of Shirov Yudayim in the Torah. The Melo Rashi says, Boil a Molech. The feet of Machim in the Torah came a Molech. Now the Gemara in Brachis, Samach Gimel. Kol ha-marfa atzmoy medivri Torah, ein by koyach, Lamoy the Sara. The person who's mapping himself in Torah, Tas Sara, like they know, won't have help. Then there's a piece of Yem Sara, Tzai Kachacha. The Mashah and Samuel Gimon Bracha says, Gam Kishaloymat, even if you're learning, Umikaima, Ihu Behrafui, Ubederach Aroi, the Ain't but Kirk Lamoy Yem Sara. Even a person learns, but it's Aroidic, it's not the Kfiz, it's not the Ikir by him, then Yem Sara. So we can hear the Lashon Rafoi, the Mashal's learning doesn't have to mean Bittul Torah Lagamri. It means they're shvachening up, being looser up, they were weakening in their Asmadis HaTorah, the Mela, the Einus of Baal Malik. And the Gemara mentioned last week, Gemara in Megillah of Yud Aleph, it says, V'atatayim Yimacha Mikra, V'shilu Yisidayim Yilois, V'shil Atzla, Shahayya Lahem, V'yisrael, Shalai Oski, V'Torah. That's why the Mashal says they were chayiv kloya b'zman of Haman and Achshveirus because they were vital atlas. It doesn't say they were mevatel Torah. It doesn't say that they were atlas and ate with the Torah. They may have because of that that was goring that the whole einus of Hashman Harik from Haman. You see that the tanya gadol of Amalek comes when there's a bittel Torah, when there's a rifyon which is not malish in ganz and bittel Torah, but the rifyon is dying from the Torah. Now there's a Medrash Tanchuma in Parshas Tiktaveh. It says, Tiktaveh b'nei Yisrael v'ikro lecha shemen zayich zoch. The Medrash says, V'afa menochus v'din haya yitamu shemen zayich zoch. And the Kal v'chomer, Amar menoyer she'en ha'el l'tlat l'achila tuna shemen zayich zoch. Menochus she'en l'achila ein odin she'en tuna shemen zayich zoch. Amaloy mar zach kosis v'amor, v'loy zach kosis v'menochus. If you come and copy Menachis, you don't need Zayich Zach, only copy the Menorah. So the Azayim Torah says that you do what that the Menorah is remnants for Torah, and Menachis is the Achila. So you see that person has to be more medactic and more finicky, so to say, in his Limud Torah when it comes to his Asik in Olam Hazeh. And sometimes people will see that when they're learning the Yoy design. The Yoy design, the Limud Torah, just by, you know, getting it a little bit clearer than the West, right West, for the Chabura, or the, you know, people are learning it, so they'll learn just as much as long as someone else is. They're just learning the Yoy design. When it comes to a person builds a house, he doesn't just get the standard of whatever, just the basics of the house. He wants to whatever all the trimmings of the house, because it's his house. So when it comes to Ruchnis, Kol Shekein, he's building his house in Olam Haba, so he has to really, it was all the trimmings and all the asmad and all the yegiyah. The Goyin in Rus, the first pasuk in Goyin in Rus says there's two midos. There's midah of chesed and midah of din. So to the darkest Hashem, when it comes to ruchnias, you have to establish the midah of chesed. Lalois ma'ala ma'ala ad b'li shir lis osik v'toyer loida. Chesed is constantly giving. When it comes to ruchnias, you have the osik and chesed, I know as much Torah and ruchnias you can get. Yoni ha'guv, ma'choloi. V'chol yonav tinog midas ha'din. Loi v'malas ha'vasai. With that you have din, only what you need. And he says that's the pshat in the mezuzah. You have mezuzah, you have two shemois. You have the shema, yud kei vav kei in the mezuzah, and outside the mezuzah you have shin dal yud. So shin dal yud is midas ha'din, and yud kei vav kei is midas ha'chesed. So he says like this, that shema vaya is inside the mezuzah, is a remnant to the neshama. Neshama pnimiyas, sheyoshu v'chedri neshama, sharach l'snayeg v'midas ha'chesed. V'yoyin v'layelo yishboisu lastik v'tereh shashem t'ilamal tukata. that the mezuzah is trying to tell you Hashem's inside in the mezuzah, that you have to be memale all your ruchni as much as possible. The entire is a guf, a chitzonim, which is the shindal yud on the outside, like the derech of the guf. So the sam saying was not means that din. That's the remedy. They tell you now you're a new machshava. You come to the house. You come to the house to be memale your taiva. Realize shindal yud. You have to be made. That you have to have a means of din on your taiva, a means of chesed on your ruchni. Whatever each person sees on a drag also. And he said like this, the Eshela Hasik Shukas Navshay Pnimius, the Loibach Nars Gufay Chitzoy. It's impossible for him to have a true Abbas Atari and Geshmak and Tari unless he's Mashbel and Machnia his Gashmias. Achim Hepe Chasu Shon. Shinois and Mokul Amal Tevosov, if you can bring up Magbe of Koyach Adin, Ashay Tukal Nishmasar Lalas Madrigasa. And it's not possible. And if you taka do chesed in the shomas after going zeicho mezake to rab mishiato meito isbar chazdoi lashpia al bruv peito lehem mekol mili demeita. That if a person taka does a chesed with his neshama and builds up as much ruchni as possible, then he will taka do toivet the gan tevel. So this is again. This is a tiny that the Medrash says that. Kaisel did not have the ikker, but then was not the ikker focus, was not the Torah in that time of Amalek, in that time of Haman. And Mela, if you give me here, the ikker is that you have to put as much kaif as you can in Ruchnias, and it's helpful has to be that you put as little as possible in the Gashmias. And the Malbim explains that the Menorah is also the Tahara, Fusha Tahara, that Kaisel is a simin, the Shemizai is Zach, that you have to retire at Menu, then the Kabbal is the Torah. And that the Menorah is a marshal of Klai Yisrael, shining Klai Yisrael, Alas Ner Tomid, that the Makabal of Torah, if the Zayin Zah. And it's important, all the Shayin Mechwainin, that the Menorah is a marshal for the Torah. And even the Zayin Mechwainin and the Goyin is stressed that Vadi, you have to be matnish the Ruchnis and do chesed to the Ruchnis and more din on the Gashmir. Now, mentioned also last week that Chaim Vital said the reason why Bittul Torah comes is because comes from Radifus Agashmit. Asas and Torah comes from Radifus Agashmit. Don't bother the Agashmit so you lose Cheshik in your learning, maybe you have Asas and Torah mitzvah. Now, the Stifler in Chai Oilam says, Mer Zigazach, in the Chelik Beis, Yud Beis. He says, sometimes Bachim, also makes it Bachim, he's talking right to Bachim. Bachim, they find that you find the learning with a Shkeda and a Smada and Geshmak, and all of a sudden, they're starting to be misnapped in the Limud Torah. And he says the Siva is because they have the most in their mind, they're not being Matzliach, and they have no bracha in the learning. And Melo, since they think they're not Masugal, so they stop learning and they lose the time of Limud, they lose the Cheshik of Limud. So Dr. Steinberg, as I've listened, every Daf Gemara is a Kenyan Atzlach in Torah. And every Toysvis, if you're Masvin in it, you're a Kenyan, Toysvis Yayad Yarbe. He says there are many that when they were Bachrim, they were not Matzlichim. But since they persevered, they pushed and they pushed and they pushed, they came to Atzlocha and they were able to Yod Masa Madin Tire and Megid the Bali Hera. And it brings down an eerie Mishle. Shaloi Lis Yaish Masad Vusai Kshay Lavavoi. Person thinks he's a hard head, Shreya Kup to understand something. Omiya Vanasai. He doesn't understand. The Miri Mishle, Yud Gimel Yud Aleph. He came upon a meaning of Noshim, Koshim, Belimudam, Mitchilasim, Matzlichim, Besoifim, Imroi, Vasmadazim, Veshkida Ma'atmat. A Rishon, saying that a person, sometimes you find a person swear, but if he masmin, he's masmin, he's masmin, he'll be Matzliach. And he brings down a Maisa with the Chsevi Chsidim says that Misha Kosha Avana Yigea, he will be able to Zeicha to have Avana, a cold Dover in Olam Haba. Hashanegin, a person who learns, he doesn't lose his Kaiches, he understands things, he doesn't lose his full Kaiches, he learns about Tatayim Berithian, then Olam Haba, he will be Zeicha to an Indian Emet. And he brings a Maisa with the Chsam Sefer, and Chutim Ashulash, the Sefer about the Chsam Sefer in Dafi Dalad. There was a Bacher, 16-17-year-old Bacher that came to the Chsam Sefer, to the Yeshiva, that never learned Torah before in his life. And he went to learn the Yeshiva. So all the Bachers are making fun. He never learned anything until 16-17. What Shaykh is to have anything to learning about? So Chsam Sefer was upset. He's Magar. He says, "Kol Roisa Yavar Limoy." How can you say such a thing? And he set up a system of everybody would take a turn during the whole course of the day to teach him. And it was a scholar that this person not only never learned in his life, but he has a very rare cup. If you learn the Mishnah, it says that he learned the Mishnah 100 times one day, the next day it would come on as if he never learned the Mishnah in his life. But this person had a tremendous cheshek, and he pushed, and he pushed, and he pushed, and eventually he became a dayan in the ear Matzarf, and he became a rav in the ear Shleinim, and he became a lav bezin in the ear Naishet, and he moved, I didn't say who it is, moved many times in the Chassam Sofer. Dr. Stipler, that people think that the reason why they're not mastic in Torah is, he says like this, that people think they're not matzliach in Torah, and the male they have yish, and that's why they have yish, is because they're not matzliach in Torah. It says the opposite, because the person in the yayish too quickly, the male he's not pushing himself in Torah, and then he's not matzliach. It doesn't happen. It's the rifian in Torah which is driving the person to not be matzliach. Not that since he's not matzliach, he's misrafa. If a person just perseveres, the disciple says he's matur, he'll be matzliach. Now the Ruach Chaim says a person when he learns. It's the beginning of Perek Vav. He has to learn Kol Dava Buryav, Tarech Lumai, Vyagiyah Tsuma, Latsig Amitas Kavanasai, Tarech Via Sagasai. That's nothing more than his fee is a Sagasai, but he has to be almost, not just learn lazily. Bechalashay Yosef Lumai, Ken Yosef Lachwit Lumai Oi. More he learns properly, and bring more of a Cheshik. Vav said Tarech Vasagi Yechshav Halavai, Shuchal Loilisham Lelecho Rap Torah. The person comes about halvai shzoichad amadrega, that he learns and learns and learns, and such a gear and his more cheshik, that the more he learns, the more he wants to learn more. And he says a marshal, a person has the opportunity to be nichnas b'chadre chadarim of the melech. He goes to the melech's cheder and sees the beautiful things inside the chadarim of the oitres of the melech, and sees there's another door at the end of the oitre. He goes in that, opens that, and sees more beautiful. And he sees another door. He keeps going in, every door he opens up, he sees more and more tzitzkai, more geshmak, more inyanim of the oitres of the melech. It's the same thing by limud. If you don't start learning, you never get into the door of the oitres of a kadosh baruch hu's Torah, then you lose. You don't have a cheshek. You're not living it. But you're geya, and then once you're geya, you nichnas into the cheder, then you see it deeper and more, and it brings a tremendous geshmak. So lemaisa, it comes out the more a person learns, should have a more geshmak and more cheshek. So as the zman goes weiter weiter, the some announces the cheshek for everybody is to learn more and more in summer. Halavai. What's the reason why, I can't speak for everybody else, but what's the reason why someone here doesn't feel that way? So, the Chofetz Chaim explains that the Kuda of Shemen Zayis Zoch is the Torah has to be mamish without any taruvus, and mamish purely taruvus. Is what the Pshat, the Torah has to be believed taruvus, because Torah is something which is megin b'shas ma'isa, megin shalom b'shas ma'isa. Torah is what your house near Tomid, which means a constant sweetness in Olam Haba. It's something in Olam Haba, which is, and he says, Shizecha Tal Tchiyah is also has to be pure Torah. Torah is so chashuv, has to be without any taruvus. And the Mela, the person learns with other things on his mind and other things of our eye inside, so therefore the Torah is lacking in the etzema smother of the Torah, and the limit of the Torah, the whole two gangs of the Torah is wrong. The Mela, it causes him not to learn properly, and that can be gurur in him not to have the proper geschmack in Torah. They have a Maisa that in Kufa there was a Maisa with the Chofetz Chaim that he wanted to put English into the school system. Each door today, the past pattern that we have, but in his kufa they wanted to put it in, the Chofetz Chaim held not. So Baruch Ben told of Herman once that the Chofetz Chaim held that it's a taruvus, you have to be moist and nefesh, you shouldn't put it in English. They asked the Chofetz Chaim, you know, which state is that? Where do you know such a thing? The Chofetz Chaim says it right here. And that's how he said, and they had, we made a whole kutz of the Elder Rebbe and the Alexander Rebbe and the Chofetz Chaim to go speak to the Polish ambassador. So they had an idea that they'll send someone who knows how to speak Polish very well and they'll speak to the ambassador. So the Elder Rebbe said to the whole Matara here to tell them that we shouldn't put English into the Limudic Kodesh. And you can have someone who knows how to speak very well, that's a spear of obey. So the Chofetz Chaim said, Einan al-Divrei Admir Bel. And we can't have anything, just, and that's the Maisa Chofetz Chaim spoken, and all the whole Maisa to how he has spoken in the post ambassador with Maskim and Tim, that the Mashiach Nefesh has to give up. So, and each generation has the Mashiach Nefesh not having Teruvin. One of the forms of Taruvus is the Shas Etzem Limud. That person shouldn't be ma'arev with other things. Things are going on, and there's so many things happening outside, and so many things in the world happening. And when he's Shas Meisim, he's learning, he can't have a Taruvus. There's a Mashal Chavetz Chaim that a person married off his daughter, he was a Gevira, married off his daughter to a son of a Gevira. And his daughter comes back to him and says, I can't be soyful, this husband, he's a terrible husband. He says, take time, don't worry, you'll get over it. And the Mitzvah Shem is a very nice marriage. Okay, a couple months later, she comes back, she says, it's not working. So the father already understood already that the Shira Masiv of the marriage, and he tried to say, he said, no, my dear daughter, it says, A.D. Shukshay, O.D. Shukshayn Bailah, so, and he never wanted to tell her that, I feel bad for you, but he tried to make everything work out. And every time she complained, she came back, and the chazak said, no, come back, go back, listen, do what your husband wants, and it'll be good. And then his daughter comes back, says, it's Adkan. So he says, okay, he's thinking, okay, I'm going to have to try to finish her again. He says, now, my husband brought another wife into the marriage. He says, oh, I can't. I'm also masking it. Hagi Adkan. Not the Chavetz Chaim. That person has a Torah. But when he has a Torah, so he misbehaves to the Torah and does things wrong to the Torah. But he's willing to be soyful. Once he brings in a Torah to the Torah, oh, then Adkan. Same thing, when a person is learning, has to have Kulay Torah. For Shas Limud, when he's learning, he can't have other things, other happenings in the world. When it comes to Torah, it cannot bring a tzara into the Torah when you're learning the whole book in the base medrash. And the Maisa, we're coming now before also Kabbalah Torah. The man says Chajus for us, and we have to realize that the more Avas the Torah, the more Geshmak, the more if we really almost get it properly, we zeicha to this, and we want to have a cheshik to bring a tzara into it. And taka we should be zeicha this parsha.
So you want to, it should the